You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, Days of Our Lives fans, Belinda from Soap Dirt. I've got all the scoop on this week's promo, and it's a really good one. There's like six or seven scenes. I'm so excited to show it to you. I'm going to break it down for you first, tell you what's happening, and give you all the spoilers that relate to it, just for some extra context, and so I can tell you what day this week that each of these things is happening, so you can kind of be ready for it. It is big stuff. Somebody gets the starch knocked out of them. A couple of couples get lucky. Somebody's looking for gossip, and we've got some very angry people in Salem next week. Please reach down and click subscribe if you haven't already, and be sure and listen and watch all the way until the end, because that's when I'm going to show you the promo after we do the breakdown. So the title of this promo is "The Past Rears Up." And the voiceover is, it's kind of a weird sentence. The grammar is bothering me. "This week, sometimes the past rears up and knocks you out." All right. So we've got Johnny and Chanel. They are in Horton Town Square. And Johnny says, "There's one thing we haven't done yet as husband and wife." And he looks over at the Salem Inn. And the next thing you know, they are in a hotel room. They are ripping each other's clothes off. They're getting ready to consummate their marriage. So this happens on Tuesday, March 19th. The spoilers say Johnny and Chanel consummate their new marriage. So looks like they got married at the hospital because her mom was going to have the surgery. And with all the cancer crisis, they haven't had time to, you know, make that marriage legally binding, and doesn't seem like they can wait for their honeymoon. But then on Wednesday, the 20th, the next day, they do go on their honeymoon. And I'm quite worried about that. I am very worried that Clyde and Officer Goodbody are hiding out there where, you know, she's checking out Clyde's man bits. Remember, she told Ava she was very fond of them, you know. Blech, I'm not too fond of that comment. He's more than double her age, but whatever, you know. I just really feel like Clyde is going to get his hands on Johnny and make EJ rue the day that he did not help Stefan kill him. Our second scene of the promo is Xander and Sarah. Xander says, "Tonight is all ours." And he kisses her, and they undress, and they lay down on that sofa, which doesn't look long enough to fit him to do the deed. So spoilers for Tuesday, March 19th, say Xander makes bail and he's home with Sarah, who is happy to have him there. I am real irritated if he is actually out on bail rather than having the charges dropped. I mean, I know that Justin Kitayakis is kind of a mediocre lawyer, but really, you know, why hasn't Harris bothered to tell anyone at the Salem Police Department that Stefan is the attempted murderer? He told EJ, didn't bother to tell Rafe. Now he's telling Ava, still not bothering to tell Rafe or Jada or, you know, anybody who would let the falsely accused person go. And Harris knows he's keeping Xander away from his little girl and the woman he loves. I think it's crap behavior. All right, the third scene, Lady Whistleblower, aka Leo Stark. He's in the square. He's talking to a blonde woman and he's wearing dramatic large sunglasses. It could be Nicole, maybe Teresa. I'm thinking Nicole. So spoilers for Thursday, March 21st, Leo Stark is looking for juicy gossip for his Lady Whistleblower column. So it could be Teresa, because there's a spoiler that same day where she's together with Constantine, who is reminding her of their gold digger plans. So maybe she's going to try and use Leo to do something that would help her. Or it could be Leo talking to Nicole, because, you know, he's so invested in her getting baby Jude back. So those are the only two blondes I can think of that would talk to him. So we'll see. The fourth scene, Sloan and Nicole are at her and Eric's place. Nicole is holding baby Jude and rocking him. And then Sloan gives her this death glare and says, "You will not be coming to my son's christening." And Nicole looks shocked. So this is either Monday or Friday, because we have bookend spoilers. I tend to think it's Friday, but I'm going to tell you the Monday spoiler anyway. So on Monday the 18th, Eric and Sloan argue about the christening. That doesn't mention Nicole, but I could see if he heard or talked to Nicole that way that they could wind up arguing. But I tend to lean towards this happening Friday the 22nd, because the spoiler says Sloan and Nicole talk about the christening as Eric observes. So I just wonder if she and Nicole are talking on Friday and maybe Eric is watching them, but Sloan doesn't realize he has come home, come into the apartment, come downstairs, whatever, when she says that to Nicole. Cause I just can't imagine her saying it knowingly in front of him, cause she knows that would upset him. The fifth scene, John, Marlena, and Steve, they are at their townhouse, apartment, whatever it is. And we see just a quick shot of somebody holding a framed photo of Katerina Melionis. I think it's her dad, Constantine, because it's like a framed, nice, good-sized picture. But then we have John Black brandishing a smaller photo, like a wallet-sized photo of Katerina in Steve's face, but Marlena is right there as well. And John says, "I killed her. You lied to my face. Damn it, Steve." So this already started on Friday the 15th in the cliffhanger moments. John left after talking to Constantine. Remember, Constantine told him that he killed Katerina. Obviously, he gave him that little wallet-sized photo, sent him away anguished. And then John arrived home in time to hear the tail end of Marlena and Steve talking about him and their time on Aria and how Steve was managing him for Victor, all that. So it's going to pick up on Monday the 18th. Spoilers say John is upset when he finds out Marlena and Steve knew about Constantine's allegations against him. All right. The last scene of the promo is my favorite scene of the promo. We've got Harris and Stefan and Ava in her little apartment she shares with her son and his girlfriend. So there's a quick scene of Stefan on the dock shooting Harris, a little quick flashback. And Harris says, "You shot me twice in cold blood." And Stefan says, "What about her? Do you know what she was doing with me?" And there's a flashback scene to her and Stefan getting jiggy, half naked, banging up against the front door all over the place. Harris looks a little stunned, but not jaw-dropping stunned. And then Ava hauls off and she slaps Stefan as hard as she can and says, "You bastard." So Monday, March 18th, Harris and Ava make love. So nice that he's got time to do the deed, but still not enough time to make a freaking phone call to get my dandy Zandy out of jail. What's up with that? Anyway, as Ava and Harris are hitting the sheets on Monday, Stefan is talking to EJ, who tells him he's got his getaway plan ready to go. EJ wants Stefan out of town because he is very worried about Harris's threats to take them both down over this Clyde thing, because EJ knows he's culpable. He's basically been obstructing an investigation, aiding and abetting, things like that. Tuesday, March 19th, Stefan shows up at Ava's place, and that's when the scene happens and everything spirals. Harris tells Ava her partner in crime shot him. She's furious. Stefan tries to justify it, saying if he didn't shoot Harris, Clyde was going to have Gabby killed. And Harris tells both of them they should have come to the cops right away, and none of this would have happened. They could have shut Clyde down from the start. Ava is furious, says nothing justifies what Stefan did to Harris. She lays into him. And then that's when Stefan decides, "Oh, I'm going to take the target off me," and tell her cop boyfriend that we slept together. She tells Harris she was drunk. It was a mistake. She regretted it. And she hit Stefan, of course. And guess what? Harris is actually unbothered. He says it's in the past. Ava is completely stunned that he is unfazed about Stefan's big, dirty reveal. And then Harris says, "You've got until tomorrow morning to turn yourself into the cops or else." Stefan leaves. Harris and Ava swap "I love you." Seems like he is indeed not holding it against her. And Stefan goes home and gets drunk, talks to Chad and then does indeed turn himself in before Harris's deadline expires. Looks like he does it on Friday, and EJ is not happy. Good. I don't want EJ happy. He's a turd burger. All right. Hang tight. I'm about to show you this Days of Our Lives promo. If you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe. We would appreciate that. Drop your comments on what you are excited to see and come back often. We're here talking day 7 days a week. This is Belinda from Soap Dirt, and right here is your brand new Days of Our Lives promo.
There's one thing we haven't done yet as husband and wife.
Tonight is all ours.
This week.
You will not be coming to my son's christening.
Sometimes the past.
I killed her. You lied to my face.
Damn it, Steve!
Rears up.
You shot me twice in cold blood. What about her? Do you know what she was doing with me?
And knocks you out.
You